6 Mishnah 3, Kola Beitzim Becheskas Tahara. All eggs are presumed to be pure. In other words, that they're not wet. You know, you don't wet the eggs. Chutz Mishal Moichre Mashke, except for the eggs who sold by people who also sell liquids. Because while they get their hands wet from the liquids, and then they touch the eggs, and then they'll make the eggs susceptible to impurity. But if they also sell dry fruit with them, then tahoros, then they are pure, because then the sellers would normally dry their hands before they handle the dry fruit. So then you can assume that they never wet the eggs. Kol ha-dagim b'cheskas tuma, all fish are presumed to be in a state of impurity. And it brings over the other, when the fish dies, it becomes food. So before it dies, it's not food. Before it dies, it's irrelevant. After it dies, it becomes food. And then there's still some water on them. It takes a while for them to dry out. So the water will make them susceptible to impurity. And then everyone handles them in the marketplace. So then we assume that it's now impure. So all fish, says the Mishnah, are presumed to be impure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Chatichas iltis. He says, pieces of iltis fish, a certain kind of fish, Vedag ha-Mitzri, an Egyptian fish, Haboba Kupa, that comes in a basket, they sell them in a basket, Vekulias, and also a kulyas kind of fish, Hispanin, that came from Spain. All of these things are ra'ili b'cheskas tahara. These kind of fish have a presumption of purity, and the reason being that he brings all of these fish live for a long time after they're caught. So we assume that they dried off before they died. And while they're still alive, they can't become susceptible to it. So these kind of fish, they take a long time to die, and therefore we assume they are pure. Kolatzir becheskas tuma, all brine is presumed to be impure. And the reason is that water is usually put into the brine, so therefore we assume that it's susceptible to purity and impurity and become impure. Valkulam Am ha'aretz ne'man lomar, and on all of these things, an am ha'aretz, someone who is not usually careful to watch the laws of tumah and tahara, nevertheless he's believed to say tahorim hain, these things are pure, they never became wet. Chutz mishal daga, except for fish, and wa mipnei shem mafkidin oisa etzel am ha'aretz, because when it comes to fish, so they entrust them to am ha'aretz. But usually the thing with fish is it's difficult. When is it still wet? When is it alive? When is it? It's a much more complicated scenario. So when it comes to fish, we don't trust the Am Ha'aretz to know the halacha, and therefore we don't trust him to say that they're pure or not. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Tar Shenafel Asochem Am Kolshein, he says pure brine into which water fell in any quantity, tameh, is impure. And he says, because any water renders the brine susceptible, and once susceptible, it's presumed impure since it has been handled.